Well, it's a Living Stones. Kind of a morning. Earlier this morning, Ken Hellenius joined us all the way from South Bend, Indiana. And now it's time to talk to the dynamic deacon. Deacon Harrelbrick Sivers taking a little time out of his busy Advent schedule to bring a little Advent joy to you this morning. Good morning, Deacon Harold. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda and Dave. It's been a while. It's good to talk to you.
It has been a little while. Now, are you home for Christmas now, or are you still out on the road bringing that Advent joy to people who need to hear it?
Well, this year has been interesting in the fact that most of my engagements have been makeup engagements from 2020 and 2021. You know, so I actually have the last engagement on Sunday. So I'm flying to Lincoln, Nebraska, speaking on Sunday night and flying home Monday morning.
Wow.
And that will be it for the rest of the year. And I go back out again on January 6th to Naples, Florida for a parish mission.
Deacon, over the last year, you've been adding up a whole lot of airline miles. What have been some kind of real memorable places you've been able to go this year?
Well, I definitely would have to say the pilgrimages. I had the great honor and privilege of traveling for the first time with my very good friend, in our diocese too, Father Charles Wood.
You know,
we went to the Holy Land and Abaramigal, the Passion Play, back in May, which was amazing. You know, it's great to be back in the Holy Land again after so long. And then I've never been to the Passion Play before, so that was an incredible experience. You know, and then in July went to France with Father Chris Aylar of the the Marians, mm-hmm. Which was again incredible trip. And then in Poland, went to Poland in August, Poland and Czech Republic, and then back to Abaramigal again. So,
goodness.
So it was, some great trips this year. Back at EWTN, you know, in fact, they have a project they want me to work on for next year. You know, my book on the diaconate won an Association of Catholic Publishers Book Award this year. So I finished my sixth book. Building a Civilization of Love, a Catholic Response to Racism, which is coming out by Ignatius Press next fall. And we've done editing process is done. It's now in production. And now I'm working on my seventh book, which is my second book for Ave Maria Press. You know, I'm still got my podcast that I'm doing. I have four podcasts now that I'm doing. I just filmed three episodes of That Man Is You last week in Houston. For the fall season, still writing articles for the Deacon Magazine. You know, I filled a 12-hour course. I was also in Australia October with Tim Staples. You know, we did a speaking tour together, and I also did a 12-hour course on the sacraments for Parousia Academy in the Archdiocese of Sydney. So, yeah, I just got a lot of stuff going on this year.
You're not doing enough. You need to do more.
Step it up, Deacon.
What was Australia like? I'm not quite sure. Is there a large Catholic population in the Australian country?
Yeah, so Australia geographically is about the size of the United States, but there's, you know, gosh, there's only what, like 10, 12 million people in the entire country.
Right.
And most of them along the coast. Very few interior because there's a big, huge desert in there.
Right.
But the largest Catholic population are actually Maronites, Lebanese Catholics. In fact, Australia has the largest number of Maronite Catholics outside of Lebanon.
No kidding.
Are in Australia.
Wow.
So I do quite a bit of speaking. In fact, the Archbishop, that's in the Maronite Rite, has granted me faculties to function in the Maronite Rite whenever I'm in Australia. So I have the great honor and privilege of preaching and serving as a deacon in the Maronite Rite whenever I travel to Australia. So that's a great blessing. Our tour was great. It was called Be Not Afraid because, you know, after coming out of pretty much draconian lockdown measures in Australia, you know, people were hungering and thirsting for truth and teaching and just come together again. You know, the body of Christ coming together. And so it was great to be there. Every night was packed, you know, standing room only. People were definitely hungry. It was a wonderful, it was my seventh time to Australia as well. Wow. So it was a wonderful trip.
That's great.
Well, you are definitely taking to heart the true meaning of diaconia, which means ministry of service for sure. Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers is joining us today, just kind of filling us in on what the dynamic deacon's been doing these days. Well, we are in the Advent season, Deacon. I do want to ask this too. What do you like to do during Advent that helps focus your thoughts, your prayers on the incarnation? Because you have a full schedule and you're meeting different people, but that interior prayer life always needs time and attention. What do you do this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I absolutely love adoration. I mean, that's my getaway, my home away from home, if you will. Eucharistic adoration, I absolutely love. So I spend, I've been spending a lot of time in adoration. Fortunately, the parishes I've been going to do Advent missions have adoration chapels, you know, or at minimum, there's a chapel inside the rectory that I stay in. So spending a lot of time before the Lord, which I very, very much appreciate. And that's the one thing I miss about monastic life is the silence. That's probably the biggest thing I miss. You know, so to be able to have those times of silence and contemplation. You know, as I've been thinking about Advent for this year, you know, something that's been coming to my heart is like the rubber band, right? The rubber band is only useful when it's stretched, right?
Right.
It's only useful when you expand it. So I was thinking about this year in particular, how if we really want to fulfill God's will in our life, if we want to prepare ourselves, you know, our hearts have to be stretched. And that's important because we're living in a culture now that doesn't want to live with any anticipation, right? Think about it. Labor Day comes and like, bam, all the Halloween stuff is in the stores already.
Yes.
It's not even October. All this stuff.
Right.
And then, you know, the week of Halloween comes, all the Thanksgiving stuff is in it. All the things like the day of Thanksgiving, all the Christmas stuff is there.
Right.
And then day after Christmas, everything comes down and get ready for New Year's. Like, oh, ooh, take a breath.
Yes.
Take a breath. So the Lord allows us, we have the season of Advent, this season of preparation. Because God, why is God making us wait? He's expanding our hearts in that silence, in that quiet, in that waiting. Our hearts begin to expand to make room to receive the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords into our lives, to empty ourselves of everything that separates us from his love so God can fill us with his life. And that takes time for that process to happen. That's what's so beautiful at Advent. You know, it's a time of really of spiritual preparation for the coming of our Lord into the world, but more importantly, into our hearts and into our lives.
Mm. Amen to that. Well, Deacon Harold, from all of us here at Mater Dei Radio, boy, we are just so thankful for what you do for the radio station, for hosting Living Stones, and we are so grateful for your time today. Before we go, will you end us in a prayer and your diaconal blessing?
Sure. Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we are so grateful to you for this time of Advent, this time of preparation for your coming into the world and into our lives. Lord, we ask you to, as we make room for the Christmas tree and make room for the lights and presents, we also ask you to help us make room in our hearts for you and make room in our lives for you so that you still become the first priority of our lives, so we're ready to receive everything that you want to give us so we can truly become the person who you created and called us to be. And we ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers, thank you again so much for your time. We wish you and your family a very blessed rest of the Advent season and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Brenda and David, and all the listeners out there on Modern Day Radio.
Thank you, Deacon.